grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley up there on the sunny K Road, The Hemp Store.
It is. It's very sunny up here. Kia ora. Good afternoon.
How's it going, mate?
Oh, very well. There's a bit of a buzz in the air, shall we say. I think it might be the weed, but there's plenty of masked, safe people enjoying a nice sunny day outside. It's great.
People, of course, can get into the hemp store, right?
Of course.
Yep.
Limited numbers and all being safe, of course. Mm-hmm. But it's great to see people back and having a bit of social interaction.
Rad.
Yeah. Now, actually, we're doing while you got me on the topic, though, we are doing a bit of a special at the moment, and all the hemp foods, 25% off, online or in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in, or just order online. And in fact, there is another little secret code going on our website. If you do the give me 10 off in your little code there, it'll give you 10% off. There you go.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, you're just saying off air that you're watching a bit of Parliament TV right now.
Oh, mate, I'm trying to have my zen moment now. But,
good luck.
Boy. It feels like a real duty listening to that. There's currently some speeches going on around the substance checking bill, which we've talked about before, and Know Your Stuff, which many people will be familiar with and aware of, have been doing really great work doing substance checking at festivals, largely unfunded or running on donations and volunteer effort, and doing a great job of keeping people safe, and they've got the research showing it and backing it. And of course, this is not new. It happens in other parts of the world and that as well. And they've been on a temporary law that has let them operate, and that expires next month, and this is the permanent replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And this will also enable other providers to get licensed, and some of those could be cannabis testing providers, for example. So, very good for that point of view, given that, especially if you think about medical cannabis, where well over 95% of people who are using medical cannabis right now are doing that illicitly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a legal prescription. A lot of them are using concentrates or balms or edibles and things like that. So having a service where people can have that kind of thing tested, keep them safe and know what the dosage, actually is in the product, I think that's a very good thing. But right now, they're debating. I'm sure this will go through because it's a government bill. But I was just listening to Mark Mitchell, National Party, someone or other. People have picked as a potential leader, rah-rah, but my goodness, drugs are bad, according to him, and we need to send the message that drugs are bad and not pass this bill. People want to watch that kind of thing, but I'm sure there'll be some very good speeches. Chloe Swarbrick, I'm sure, will be in there, and others, and that's on Parliament TV right now. It's a very moment on the Parliament website, where you can get it on the preview too, after you've finished here.
It seems like that drugs are bad stance is sort of the default for a conservative right. Do you think that will ever change, Chris Valley?
You think so, eh? And, the crazy thing is that I think it was yesterday or the day before, a bill was introduced into the US Congress by a Republican representative, Nancy Wake from South Carolina, has introduced a bill that legalizes cannabis at the federal level. They're calling it decriminalization, but it actually regulates it like alcohol and tobacco.
Yes.
And clears the way for states to do what they want. They're calling it the State Reform Act. Expunges the criminal records of everyone who has a non-violent cannabis offense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is from the Republicans, and what that says is, as I think Chloe Swarbrick just tweeted, that makes the National Party here in New Zealand more conservative and out of touch than even the party that elected Trump.
Wow.
And put Trump in power. That is just incredible. Mm. So the National Party really need to have a hard look at themselves and ask themselves what the hell they're doing on this issue.
Obviously, it is a bit of you know, the, I don't want to say it's the Wild West in the States, but with, you know, at the moment, the federal government and the state governments having different regulations, it must be a bit of a minefield for people to set up a business and or do things legitimately without fear of the state stepping in. When I say the state, I mean, you know, the federal government, but...
Yeah, kind of, I guess so, and they're all a bit different. But the, ever since the Obama, there's been a directive to just let the states kind of do their thing, mm-hmm. and by and large, that's sort of how it's been. So I guess this is kind of tidying that up. But because of that conflict, you know, with it being illegal at the federal level, it does affect things like banking and things like that. And, yes. and that opens an opportunity up for organised crime to still be yeah. involved, or for people to be at risk of being robbed and all that kind of thing. So making it safer all round by properly legalising it at the federal level, so that what's going on in the states, those states that have chosen to make it legal, which is 18 so far, and 38 making medical cannabis legal over there, and in pretty much all of those ones, that's just, you know, you get a prescription for your high THC, but over the counter for your CBD. Mm-hmm. You know, gas stations, dairies, health food stores. You know, that's the situation that is in the state. So, you know, the substance checking bill, just coming back around to that, it's kind of putting us back up there, but we're still lagging behind in many respects. Mm-hmm. And we touched on that last week with the report that's come out from the Global Commission on Drugs that ranked us to zero for decrim, because yes. we haven't actually done anything yet. Mm-hmm. But it did rank us highly on other things, particularly that substance checking bill, and so that put us at number two in the world. But Helen Clark, who's the chair of that commission, said, well, you know, that this is best of the bad bunch, and we've still got a way to go. And so what's happened just a few days, or I think the day after we talked last week, is a report has come out where the police have looked at, or in fact the Ministry of Health, I think, looked at what's actually happened since that change in the legislation in 2019 that
you've sent me,
you know,
the
police discretion.
You've sent me the Misuse of Drugs Amendment Act 2019 post implementation review about 5 minutes ago, all 94 pages of it.
Oh, have you read it yet?
Yeah,
come on, man. It's only like
70,
what is it, 94 pages? Yeah. You had 5 minutes. it's an interesting read if you really want to delve in, but 3,000 people were arrested last year for low-level drug possession offences. So there's still quite a few people being arrested. And,
yeah,
and it's confirmed,
crazy.
You know, these figures that we've talked about over the weeks on the show, but mostly Derek Chang at the Herald has wangled out of them. And that's that you have these massive disparities still, and the inequitable, even if unintended outcome, that Māori are getting arrested and prosecuted at an even higher rate now that they've mandated the discretion. And these regional differences. So in Auckland, you're 10 times as likely to be arrested compared to someone in Southland.
Yeah, I thought that
incredible.
Is crazy. I thought Auckland would be this liberal paradise.
You'd think so, eh?
But
clearly
not.
So, yeah, crazy. And even within Auckland, you have quite a big difference, with West Auckland having the lowest arrest rate and prosecution rate. So, you know, that's really interesting that's come out. But what it points to is this this discretion, because this report is recommending basically doing nothing until 2024 and then having another review then. And, you know, we've had enough
the
of reviews, right? Come on!
It's crazy.
What we need to do is, at the very least, go back to what the Law Commission recommended 10 years ago in 2011, which is mandatory warning. So rather than giving the police the discretion, tell them you must give people a warning. And you contain that order, you set a rule for it, and then everyone knows. And whatever it is, with possession of under an ounce and up to 10 plants, which is the presumption of supply that's in the law right now, that seems like a good starting point, you know, then the presumption would be under that is a warning. And you make that the law. You know?
Hey.
So a very simple fix, easy to do. Hopefully they're listening, right?
Chris, I've just skimmed through what you've said. The New Zealand Drug Foundation have chimed in on this, I believe is what I'm reading. And have they just proposed full decrim, just scrap the Misuse of Drugs Act amendment and just go decrim?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, that's a good way to do it, though, is to introduce those mandatory warnings. Or you could go, not even have the warning, but... let's just do it rather than the tinkering around. And there were two examples that were in the news this week. To give you an example of what the sort of discretion, I guess, means in practice. And one of them was interesting because the police put out a press release and both Stuff and Herald just printed it verbatim, including even the photo that they supplied. and the police have it. The police media centre, the photo is there for download, and both those organisations just ran that photo under the press release. But what it was this guy had 100 and something plants that he was growing. When it went to court, the court decided $3,000 fine and 2 months home detention, right? And that's the court going, justice has been served, here's your conviction for cultivating cannabis, you're fine, and you're at home for 2 months. That's your penalty.
Yes.
Well, you'd think that would be the end of it, and normally it is. Whether you agree with that penalty or not, that's the court has ruled it. And but when it comes to cannabis, or in fact other things that the police decide that generate money illicitly, they've gone after his house, and this is in a civil forfeiture. So,
this is the sort of thing that gets my goat, because I think the punishment outweighs the crime in a lot of these circumstances. I think this, you know, going after someone's house, I think he's probably made a bit of cash on the side, yes, but that's probably bought groceries and sort of, you know, day-to-day items, not large swathes of property and fancy boats. Sometimes yes, but in some cases no.
That's right, and it goes to this thing called double jeopardy. You know, you're being punished twice for the same crime, and the court has made its ruling and said this is your penalty, and the police get to then go after you again. And that doesn't happen with other things.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's a bit odd. And then there was another one. There was a medical patient. This was reported in Stuff, and cannabis plants lands man sentence of supervision. So he had 60 plants, and yes, 9 months supervision, and go do some rehab was what the judge said. But anyway, it's all a bit hit and miss and up in the air as to who gets what, I guess, is the point I'm trying to make there, and pretty easily solvable.
Just avoid it with one of the things, broad course, brush decrim.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where we're at, I guess, because you know, one of the things that was really brought up a lot during the referendum campaign, and is all around the world, wherever things are going to be made legal, and they talk about driving and the roads are going to be unsafe, and you know, this happened here, and in fact, during the referendum campaign last year, NZTA was running on high rotate these ads showing smashed up cars and dreamy high people floating around and things like that. And it was a bit strange to be running this on high rotate during the actual voting period, during the campaigning period. But it was, certainly a fair, you know, a concern that people have. And but another study has come out, this one out of Canada, looking at what happened there. And the researcher, Russ Callahan of University of British Columbia, Faculty of Medicine, and he expected it to go up. That was his thing going in. He says, I predicted legalization would increase cannabis use and cannabis impaired driving, and this would lead to increased injury presentations in emergency departments. And they did not find that. They did not find any increase in anyone going to the hospital or rates of accidents. So here we go, another myth busted. And, you know, partly that is because of the controls that come into place when you make it legal. You can actually control it, and you can get across to people, you can have warnings on the packets and these sorts of things.
That's interesting. I mean, if you're going to crash your car anywhere, it's probably going to be in Canada in winter with all the snow and ice on the road. I mean, I lived over there for a bit, and tell you what, Chris, driving a car in the middle of winter in the mountains is hard work. So it's interesting.
I think that it won't about your own. Yeah. And ice on the road.
It's so slippery. But, oh, that's crazy. You know, because, yeah, if there was going to be one place you crashed, it would be over there. But, yeah, nice one.
And of course, we've got some, speaking of Parliament, doing some law changes. So they're doing a substance checking one now, and on the agenda at some point, don't know if it'll happen before Christmas, it might do, there's the final reading of the drug driving bill coming in. And we mentioned this a few weeks ago, the way they've redone it, it was really good. It was going to be based on impairment. Now it's just based on finding one nanogram of THC in your saliva. And that's just going to detect people who aren't impaired, people that used in the last few days.
Yes.
And this then becomes an equity issue. We see this in Australia because they're just copying what they're doing now. Instead of paving the way and doing a good one, they gave up. Like, serious, it's unbelievable. The officials and experts that were charged with working out how impairment would work and measuring that just gave up and went too hard. Let's just do what Australia did.
Yeah, let's make 200, let's find
and
people.
And what it means is if you've got some money, you're Ubering everywhere. And if you don't have that, then you're getting busted. Mm. And it's not busted for being impaired, it's busted for being poor and driving.
Yeah.
you know, so they need to, again, it's another thing they just need to seriously reconsider, and easily fixable. Just change that level, or get, you know, go back to what was originally proposed, and tell those officials to go away and work it out instead of giving up.
So, sorry, Chris, that is actually coming into effect now.
That's the way it's written right now. That's right.
Oh,
and it was, as I say, it was a Green, or not Green, it was Julian Gentle was the Associate Minister of Transport and put the bill together in the last term. Mm-hmm. And she's no longer Minister, and now it's under Michael Wood, Labour, and it just seems to have been gutted and replaced by a new bit that says, we're just going to look for 1 nanogram of THC, thank you very much. Okay. And it simply is, because that's what they're doing in Australia, so it's easy for them to just buy the same devices.
Wow, just I mean, to me, it just feels like a tax sort of fine revenue gathering stream for the government more than anything else.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if they'll make money off it, because these things aren't cheap. But but certainly it will be very inequitable, and it will be ineffective. You know, it won't actually detect impaired people.
Yeah.
It will just get people who have been near cannabis or consumed cannabis in the last few days. So it's but again, it's an easy fix. They've just got to like have another look at it, particularly at those numbers, and ask the hard questions of those officials instead of just letting them give up on working it out.
Hey, Chris, just had a text come in. I guess we could kind of like relate it into this. But do you reckon that the alcohol and cigarette companies lobby politicians?
I'm sure they do for their own portfolios and things. But the last time I kind of heard of that really happening here was in the 90s, where the Beer, Wines and Spirits Council were giving money, you know, large amounts of money, I think, to both main parties, but certainly to National while they were the government in the late 90s. And there's been other things like that. But, you know, I'm not so sure about their influence on the referendum last year. I certainly didn't notice anything there.
Okay. All right, Chris Valley from the Hemp Store, thank you very much for checking in with us today. Head on up to the Hemp Store up on K Road.
I'm up here pretty much every day, but, you know, stay safe out there and look after each other, and we'll see you soon.
Sweet, brother. Great spot to go and get some Christmas goodies as well. We're in that season.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Right.
Cheers, brother.
See ya.
Do it, man. That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.